Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and it's fantastic to be here with you today. However, my heart aches for the church today with the news of the evil that took place inside the Southern Baptist Convention and the black eye that it gives the church. It gives people one more reason to dismiss Jesus and his followers as mean and evil, and it breaks my heart. We as the church have gotten away from spending time with Jesus and learning to live his kind of life. That's why we do what we do on a daily basis here. To get to know Jesus and his way of life, and to ask the Holy Spirit to transform us into Jesus' image. Today, we'll be looking at Mark chapter 13. So, let's dive in. As he walked away from the temple, one of his disciples said, "Teacher, look at that stonework, those buildings." Jesus said, "You're impressed by this grandiose architecture. There's not a stone in the whole works that's not going to end up in a heap of rubble." Later, as he was sitting on Mount Olives in full view of the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew got him off by himself and asked, "Tell us, when is this going to happen? What sign will we get that things are coming to a head?" Jesus began, "Watch out for doomsday deceivers. Many leaders are going to show up with forged identities claiming, 'I'm the one.' They will deceive a lot of people. When you hear of wars and rumored wars, keep your head and don't panic. This is routine history and no sign of the end. Nation will fight nation and ruler fight ruler over and over. Earthquakes will occur in various places. There will be famines, but these things are nothing compared to what's coming. And watch out. They're going to drag you into court, and then it will go from bad to worse. Dog eat dog. Everyone at your throat because you carry my name. You're placed there as sentinels to truth. The message has to be preached all across the world. When they bring you betrayed into court, don't worry about what you'll say. When the time comes, say what's on your heart. The Holy Spirit will make his witness in and through you. It's going to be brother killing brother, father killing child, children killing parents. There's no telling who will hate you because of me. Stay with it. That's what's required. Stay with it to the end. You won't be sorry. You'll be saved. But be ready to run for it when you see the monster of destruction set up where it should never be. You who can read, make sure you understand what I'm talking about. If you're living in Judea at the time, run for the hills. If you're working in the yard, don't go back to the house to get anything. If you're out in the field, don't go back to get your coat. Pregnant and nursing mothers will have it especially hard. Hope and pray this won't happen in the middle of winter. These are going to be hard days, nothing like it from the time God made the world right up to the present. And there'll be nothing like it again. If he let the days of trouble run their course, nobody would make it. But because of God's chosen people, those he personally chose, he has already intervened. If anyone tries to flag you down, calling out, "Here's the Messiah," or points, "There he is," don't fall for it. Fake messiahs and lying preachers are going to pop up everywhere. Their impressive credentials and dazzling performances will pull the wool over the eyes of even those who ought to know better. So watch out. I've given you fair warning. Following those hard times, sun will fade out, moon cloud over, stars fall out of the sky, cosmic powers tremble. And then you will see the Son of Man enter in grand style, his arrival filling the sky. No one will miss it. He'll dispatch the angels. They'll pull in the chosen from the four winds, from pole to pole. Take a lesson from the fig tree. From the moment you notice its buds form, the merest hint of green, you know summer is just around the corner. And so it is with you. When you see all these things, you know he is at the door. Don't take this lightly. I'm not just saying this for some future generation, but for this one too. These things will happen. Sky and earth will wear out, but my words won't wear out. But the exact day and hour, no one knows that. Not even heaven's angels. Not even the Son. Only the Father. So keep a sharp lookout, for you don't know the timetable. It's like a man who takes a trip, leaving home and putting his servants in charge, each assigned a task, and commanding the gatekeeper to stand watch. So stay at your post, watching. You have no idea when the homeowner is returning, whether evening, midnight, cock crow, or morning. You don't want him showing up unannounced with you asleep on the job. I say it to you, and I'm saying it to all. Stay at your post. Keep watch. What jumped off the pages and is rolling through my mind is this statement. When the time comes, say what's on your heart. The Holy Spirit will make His witness in and through you. Times are tough for Christians right now, and part of it is our own fault for allowing the world to press us into its mold and for holding up a standard that we are not living to. We look way more like those who killed Jesus than we do Jesus. It's also tough to be a Jesus follower because the world hates Him and those who shine light in the darkness. However, we still have to speak to those around us, and it is comforting to know that all we have to do is speak from our heart, and the Holy Spirit will make His witness in and through us. God will use our words for His glory and witness for those around us. God is so good, and His forgiveness is so thorough, and His grace is enough. However, we need to stop shooting ourselves in the foot and keep listening to Jesus and work His words into our lives. Would you pray with me? Dear Holy Father, thank You so much for being our God. And Father, I just come to You with a heavy heart for all of those victims in the Southern Baptist Convention, those who have been abused, hurt. Father, my heart is heavy for them. And so, Lord, I'm also saddened that the church gets another black eye, and it just makes Jesus look bad when we're not really even trying to live like Jesus. We don't know who Jesus is to live like Him. We just kind of go through the motions. And so, Father, I just pray for the church right now that we would allow Your Holy Spirit to transform us to the image of Jesus. Father, I thank You for calling me and calling all of us in this community to take time each day to see how Jesus lived His life, listen to Jesus' teachings, to work them into our lives. Father, we just ask You to move in our hearts, to stir us, become more like Jesus. And Father, I just pray that we would spread the message of Jesus all throughout the world. Father, forgive us for where we fall short. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just want to say thank you to everyone for listening, making this podcast what it is. We have now crossed the 3,000 downloads threshold. And so we just continue to move forward and grow this podcast. You guys are amazing. I love you. Thanks for listening today. Make sure you share the podcast on social media. Check out our brand new YouTube channel. Support the podcast, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.